We recently received a question to the Wisconsin Project wondering about the origins of the Culver's franchise. While the popular fast food chain feels almost synonymous with Wisconsin now, that wasn't always the case. WPR's Alyssa Alamand recently sat down with Craig Culver to learn more about the Culver's story.
I love this place. Why would you want to live anywhere else?
By the way, folks, I'm looking out over the Wisconsin River, the bluffs across the way.
Just about everyone in Wisconsin is familiar with Culver's. Whether it's the cheese curds, the custard, or the butter burgers that draw you in, its popularity has extended beyond its home state to the greater Midwest and even southern states like Texas and Florida. But have you ever wondered how the food chain came to be?
Sauk Prairie is home to me, home to the Culver family, home to Culver's as well.
Sauk Prairie includes the towns of Prairie du Sac and Sauk City, with a population of about 8,000 people total. The two towns collide on Water Street, just down the road from the current Culver's company office, which was built in Prairie du Sac in 2009. 25 years earlier, the first Culver's restaurant opened in Sauk City.
You know, Culver's restaurant wasn't the first business that we've had here. The first business was an A&W drive-in that my parents had that they started in 1961.
The Culver family sold the A&W and moved on to owning two other restaurants in the area, one of which was a supper club, which is where Craig drew inspiration for the Butterburger. The family bought and sold the A&W another time some years later, eventually coming back to the A&W and converting it into what is now the first Culver's location.
That was in 1984, March of 1984, and July 18th, 1984, we opened as Culver's. And as the story goes, we just about didn't make it through that first year.
The restaurant was located right across from a Hardee's, which Craig said was the fastest growing burger chain in the U.S. at that time. And the Dairy Queen Blizzard was invented in 1985. But of course, Culver's made it through. The first successful franchise location is in Baraboo, which opened in 1990. Craig said growth picked up after that, with the company now operating more than 830 restaurants in 25 states. 142 of those locations are in Wisconsin.
That's our mission at Culver's. It's not to see how many restaurants we can have someday. Our mission is how many good restaurants we can have, and it takes great people to make that happen.
Rita Larson was an administrative assistant in accounting for Culver's for 22 years. She retired in October. All three of her sons worked at Culver's throughout high school and college, and her oldest son actually became general manager of the Sauk, Spring Green, and Baraboo restaurants.
It's just always been a family atmosphere where all the team members care about not only what you're going through at work, but even your personal life.
In 2020, the franchise opened a record 50 new locations. Craig says there's a plan in place to open another 300 restaurants down the line, which would put the company at 1,000 locations. Craig will always be proud of his roots.
You know, for me, I grew up here. I love my hometown, and I think that's true with a lot of people. Some people, I guess, want to get away from where they grew up. That was never the case with me. I'm very proud to be from here. I'm very proud to grow the business here that we have.
WPR's Alyssa Alamand brought us that story about the history of Culver's. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Mary Kate McCoy.